Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Several people sent me the story out of California, which might be one of the craziest cases I've ever discussed on this channel, and it might remain one of the craziest cases for all time, because this is insanity, and this is the kind of stuff the courts do that make people go, what? story reported by the Fresno Bee, but I've also got a copy of the case itself. I did look that up just to make sure that they weren't making this stuff up. Three Fresno cops accused of stealing $225,000 are immune from suit, according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So the allegation is the cops stole a bunch of stuff. The people who were the victims of the thievery filed a lawsuit against the police department, and it was thrown out because you can't sue the police even if they did steal from you. Follow along. Three Fresno police officers were accused of stealing from two businessmen during a 2013 gambling investigation. The businessmen alleged in federal court that police stole thousands of dollars and rare coins during the investigation. So a federal appeals court has now ruled in favor of the police officers who were accused of stealing the more than $225,000 in cash rare coins. Fresno businessman Micah Jessup and Britton Ashian sued the city of Fresno and three police officers, alleging they stole cash and coins while serving a search warrant on their homes and businesses. Jessup and Ashian operated an ATM business, an automated teller machine business. At the time of the investigation, police said they seized $50,000 and they booked that into evidence. But Jessup and Ashian said they had $151,380 in cash and another $125,000 in rare coins, according to court documents. And those were seized also according to them. So they're basically saying, look, the police seized all this stuff, but only reported seizing $50,000. So the rest of our stuff disappeared. Where did it go? Well, the last we saw of it, walked out the door with the cops and the search warrant. So Ashian said Tuesday he was disappointed with the appeals court decision, but he also isn't done fighting. He plans to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I hope he does. This is upsetting, he said, to know that if the police have a search warrant that's valid, they can steal your things and you don't have the ability to pursue it. Attorneys for the officers had no comment. The statement from the city of Fresno read, as a policy, we don't discuss pending or ongoing litigation. No charges were ever filed against Jessup and Ashian. Court records show that police seized what they called illegal coin-operated gaming machines. But Ashian said they were nothing more than arcade games where you try and push quarters to earn a prize. The police confiscated two games that were placed in retail stores. It's no different than the type of game you find at Chuck E. Cheese, Ashian said. He said that he and Jessup filed a claim with the city of Fresno but were unsuccessful in recovering their money and coins. They filed a civil lawsuit in 2015 after they discovered that one of the officers was arrested on a federal charge of taking a bribe from a drug dealer, to which he later pleaded guilty and is no longer a Fresno police officer. Ashian said he and Jessup alleged in their lawsuit that the police violated their Fourth Amendment rights protecting against unlawful searches and seizures. A federal judge did not agree and dismissed the lawsuit 2 years later, saying the police had a valid search warrant even if the officers allegedly stole the money. That's where this all falls apart. It's no question they had a valid search warrant. They can seize stuff during the search, but can they keep it? Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says yes, they can. The decision was just upheld by the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on September 4th. In the decision, the justices determined that even though the three officers may have been morally wrong for allegedly stealing the money, they didn't violate the Constitution's protections against unlawful search and seizures and due process. The court also agreed the officers had qualified immunity, meaning that government officials, including a police officer, is protected from liability for civil damages if their conduct does not violate clearly established statutory or constitutional rights. The judge wrote that we sympathize with the appellants, and I'll read to you a little bit more from the opinion here that's not in the article here. Ashian operates more than 500 ATMs across the state, said the case isn't about the money. He said it is just absurd that the process can be like this. I'm about as pro-cop as anybody, but what happened doesn't make any sense. So you have to understand something, because some people out there are going to say, Steve, how do we know these guys had stuff that was stolen? What if they're making that up? That's not the point. The Court of Appeals is saying even if everything they're saying is true, you can't go after the cops. Because a lot of cases come down to proof issues. I mean, a guy says his wallet was stolen and had 100 bucks in it. Who knows? Maybe he had 500 bucks. Maybe he had 50 bucks. Maybe it was empty. Who knows? But the point is that these guys say the cops came into the search warrant, took a bunch of stuff. We believe they stole some of it and didn't give it back to us. We want to sue for that. The Court of Appeals is saying it doesn't matter if those facts are true or not. You can't sue. The lawsuit fails as a matter of law. That's the insane part here. So I went and got a copy of the opinion. The case is called Jessup versus the City of Fresno. And the conclusion is the best part. We sympathize with appellants. They allege the theft of their personal property by police officers sworn to uphold the law. If the city officers committed the acts alleged, their actions were morally reprehensible. Not all conduct that is improper or morally wrong, however, violates the Constitution. Because appellants did not have a clearly established 4th or 14th Amendment right to be free from the theft of property seized pursuant to a warrant, the city officers are entitled to qualified immunity. Boom. Period. End of opinion. So, following this logic, as spelled out in this case, if the police officers have a valid warrant to come in and seize stuff of yours, once they seize it, you can kiss it goodbye. Because if they steal it, might be morally reprehensible, but it's not unconstitutional. So, you might ask, Steve, how would you fix this? Well, unfortunately, laws now have to be passed to say, by the way, police, when you seize stuff, you can't steal it. And apparently, if they pass a rule like that or a law like that that governs the police, then that would change things. But they're not going to pass the law. Why would they? They're not going to. So I'm just being realistic here. They're not going to pass such a law. But again, this is one of the craziest cases I've ever seen. And it's out of the Ninth Circuit. I would admit that. I've had people tell me that the Ninth is famous for crazy stuff. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. And this is a very, very strange case because many people would think that this kind of case would come from someplace else. But police rights, you know. And again, I'm saying that facetiously because people are going to start screaming saying, Steve, police don't have rights. I'm simply talking about what the police are allowed to do or not allowed to do. And the fact that they are saying that the police can seize your stuff pursuant to a warrant and then keep it if they want to is crazy. It is crazy. So that's Jessup versus the City of Fresno. I hope they take it up to SCOTUS. I really hope they do. I hope they do, and I hope that the Supreme Court has the wisdom to spin this around. Otherwise, this is going to make civil asset forfeiture look like child's play compared to what they could do with this. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.